Welcome to Winner Mentality. Yes, Winner Mentality with Dolapo Okumola.
Tonight we're going to be looking into integrity. And it's very important for you to get to understand the concept of integrity as a virtue that is so priceless. Nobody ever succeeds on the very high scale without integrity. Why? Everybody wants to relate with you based on a reputation that is worthy of emulation. You wonder why some people, some brands, some individuals, some corporate organizations are still at the forefront in their area of operation, despite competition and emerging technologies. People need to be able to trust you. You must have the reputation that is trustworthy. And the first step towards having a high integrity is to be sincere. You have to firstly be sincere with yourself. You need to be able to analyze your strengths. When you analyze your strengths, you will not make statements that you will not be able to handle. You need to understand your weakness so that you can use your strengths to cover, and also you know where to work on. You need to understand yourself and be sincere with yourself. You cannot afford to be heavy and claim to be light. You can't afford to be light and claim to be heavy. First step towards integrity is sincerity, without which you are going nowhere. You need to understand that before you can sell a product, you must be a brand. What kind of brand are you? Is your word, your vision, your mission, your statement, is it worth taking to the bank? Can anybody bank on you as a brand or your products? What is the impression they had after putting their trust in you? After your first delivery, the next one, did it measure up? Or you decide to compromise quality because you have sales? What do you do with yourself when nobody is there? What can the world say about you when nobody is watching? Do you deliver without supervision? Or are you living a lie? These are factors that can make you and even destroy you. So the ball is in your court. If you want to win, you need to work on yourself, especially in the line of integrity. Because integrity is the set of wings you need to fly and soar far ahead and be that household name that lasts even from generation to generation. A lot of these products, the inventors are no longer around. Some companies are being manned by fourth generation descendants. But because of the corporate integrity that the inventor has built, people can still rely on the standard that they have portrayed. What are you portraying? People might not be able to tell you the truth to your face, but what do you think they say about you when nobody is there? These are things you really have to watch and work on. You must be open to feedback, sincere feedback. You must ask, what do we do you want us to improve on? You must be able to ask your clients, please let us know what we have to improve on. You must not be someone that is putting the blame on others, because you have to take the blame if you really have integrity. You must be ready to take it, work on it, work with it, and get better doing it. Until then, nobody will want to associate with you. Because what do we do in present time? Businesses succeed and depend and are sustained by a referral. A trial will convince you. What happens when they try it? What do you think someone will say? How do you think someone will refer you? Remember the case of the butler in the same jail with Joseph? He gave him a translation or interpretation of his dream, and it happened. So it was easy for him to introduce him to the king. Will they be able to introduce you to kings, to people that will benefit your business? Or they're going to say, oh, let's just abandon him because it's not worth it. Is your word worth it? Is your brand worth it? Is your product worth it? Is your endeavor worth it? Or are you just living a lie? For how long are you going to continue doing the wrong thing and expect the right result? It doesn't work like that. You need to know this if you really want to succeed. You need to emancipate yourself from self-inflicted lies. You don't have to be what you cannot, and you have to be sincere with yourself. You can learn how to do it better. You can really work on yourself, because that is the best form of investment that yields and keeps yielding. You really need to invest in yourself. And the best investment you can put on yourself is integrity, without which you are going nowhere. Do you really want to succeed? Do you want to be better than the best? Do you want to be a household name that lasts from generation to generation? The ball is in your court, and you have to play it by the rules. What is the rule? The standard. You need to surpass standard. You need to be high quality. You need to be dependable. And you can't be any of this without integrity. And that's why I summon you. I challenge you to be the best by upholding integrity as a virtue in your business, on your products, on your brand, in everything you do. They must be able to look back and say they actually do what they promise. They deliver always as promised. Will anyone be able to say that about you? Okay. Will everyone be able to say that about you? Integrity is all inclusive. It's not selective. Integrity is saying yes when you mean to say yes, and saying no when you mean to say no. Integrity is when you are a man of your words. Integrity is devoid of sentiment. It's not only applicable to people that you like. It's about you. Right, left, forth, or back. You have to decide, because the choice is yours. Matter of fact, the choice really yields, and it pays to have integrity. Are you going to seek to have integrity today? Are you going to apply integrity in everything you do? The ball is in your court. And as you do this, I can assure you that winning will be imminent. Do you want to be a celebrated winner? Do you want to be an accomplisher? The ball is in your court. Uphold integrity and leave the rest to Providence. Until the next time that we're going to be meeting, I say, stay winning. And like I used to say, stay a winner. Bye-bye.
Winner mentality with Dolapo Okunola. Winner mentality with Dolapo Okunola. Winner mentality with Dolapo Okunola.